Just a few days ago, I was in prison. Now I'm out. I'm all cleaned up and shaved, and I'm the governor of the land. I can hardly believe it myself, but God has set me free and promoted me, and here I am. I want to tell you how I came to be in this situation. I come from a large family of 11 brothers and a sister, a father and four mothers. Actually, my own mother died when I was quite young, but I was Dad's favourite son, and I grew up quite a spoilt kid. My dad gave me this special rainbow-coloured coat. I was a bit of a snitch, and I used to tell my dad what my big brothers got up to. So my brothers didn't like me much, and they wouldn't even speak to me sometimes. I was a dreamy kid, and sometimes I had dreams from God. I guess I was a bit immature and naive, because I told my brothers about one of the dreams. It went like this. We were binding sheaves of corn out in the field, when suddenly my sheaf rose up and stood upright while your sheaves gathered round and bowed down to it. And I said, "You really going to rule over us? Are you going to be our boss?" And they hated me even more for my dreams than what I said. Then I had another dream. I didn't like that either. This time I dreamed that the sun and the moon and the 11 stars bowed down to me. My dad was also upset about that one, but not as much as my brothers were. Then one day, when I was about 17, my dad sent me out to check up on my brothers. They were supposed to be looking after the sheep at a place called Shechem, about 90k north of here. It took me a few days to get there. When I got there, I couldn't find them. A man there told me they'd gone a bit further up to Dotham, another 15k. I thought they might be pleased to see me because I'd brought them some special treats. But no, they grabbed me. They stripped off my nice coat. They threw me in this deep pit in the ground. I thought they were going to kill me. I hadn't realised they hated me that much. But Reuben, my oldest brother, he stopped them, talked them out of doing it, and they left me in the pit. They ate all the food that I brought, and I was there curled up shivering in that cold pit. Some hours later, I heard voices and I thought I was saved. But my brothers, they hauled me out of the pit and they handed me over to some passing traders. They actually sold me for money. I became a slave. My emotions were somewhat mixed up as the camel train headed south. The next day we actually passed quite close to where I used to live. I wondered what kind of story my brothers were going to tell my dad. I wish now I'd learned to keep my mouth shut. Actually, I was being dragged along behind a camel, and you really have to learn to keep your mouth shut there. A few weeks later we arrived in Egypt. Traders took me to the slave market and put on display like a piece of merchandise. This important-looking army officer came up and bought me. Over the next few weeks, I found out how really important he was. Turns out his name was Potiphar, and he was in charge of Pharaoh's security service, like KGB. And in particular, he ran the prison for political prisoners. My mind and emotions had been going through turmoil. One day, I was the favourite son of a rich man. The next, I was a potential murder victim. Then I was sold. Then I was resold, like an animal. Finally, a slave in a soldier's house. Naturally, I had a lot of resentment against my brothers. How could they do this to me? And God, why did you let this happen to me? Many nights I cried myself to sleep, but slowly God helped me to get some peace in my heart. I thought I should make the best of my situation, so I set out to do a good job for my new master, Potiphar. I became a trusted member of his household, and a few years later I found myself actually in charge of the whole house and staff and the farm. My good choices brought God's blessing on Mr. P, and he recognised it too. By this time I'd dealt with a lot of the feelings of my heart. I'd forgiven God, yes, you remember I'd blamed him, and I mostly forgave my brothers. I actually had a very important job now. Not just a menial slave, I was like the manager of Potiphar's farm and house. All my needs were provided, except, of course, freedom. I dressed well, I ate well, and apart from sometimes of homesickness, I slept well too. Potiphar, he had a young wife, and I guess she was a bit lonely at home sometimes. A few times I caught her looking sideways at me. Of course, I didn't respond. But then, over a few weeks' time, she started making eyes at me, making suggestions. The more I ignored her, the more she kept on at me. Making suggestions. Come and sleep with me. I told her, how could I betray my master's trust and sin against my God? One day, when Mr. P was at work, Mrs. P came and pressured me again. She grabbed me, and I wriggled free. And when I wriggled free, I left my coat in her hands, and I ran away and hid out on the farm. When Mr. P came home, Mrs. P accused me of trying to rape her, and she gave him my coat as evidence. Mr. P was furious, and he took me out and threw me in his prison. I was lying there in the cell with my wrists and ankles in chains. I had time to deal with my feelings again. Why was this happening to me again? I was falsely accused. My feelings towards Mrs. P weren't very good. I slowly began to realize that God had allowed it to happen to me and that he was more interested in my reactions than anything else. Little by little, I turned all my hurts over to the Lord and forgave the Potiphar's. And the joy of the Lord filled my heart in that dark and smelly cell. I was discovering that being in prison didn't necessarily make me a prisoner. My heart was free because I'd forgiven him. One day, Mr. Potiphar was inspecting the prison, and he recognized me and noticed that I wasn't miserable like all the other prisoners. We got talking, and I'm sure that now he doesn't really think I was guilty, but, you know, his wife's an Egyptian and I'm only a slave, and so I should stay in prison. But I was released from the chains and given more responsibility in the running of the prison. I think he figured out if I could run the prison as well as I used to run his household, then things would be good. And so the years passed on. One day, Potiphar brought two new prisoners to me. They were Pharaoh's butler and baker. He told me to take good care of them. But one morning, I found them with long, sad faces. They explained that they'd each had dreams last night, and they didn't know how to interpret them. Now, this was something I did know about, and I told them that interpretation of dreams is God's business. The butler told me, he said, look, in my dream, there was a vine before me, and on the vine were three branches, and they budded and blossoms burst out, and the clusters brought forth ripe grapes. And then Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and squeezed them into the cup and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. I told him, I know the interpretation of that. This is it. The three branches are 3 days. Now, within 3 days, Pharaoh's going to take you out of here and restore you to your job. You'll put Pharaoh's cup in his hand again, and you'll be his butler again. I realized this was a great chance for me to get out. I said, when you get back to Pharaoh, please tell him that I'm here unjustly accused, and please help me to get out. Then the baker told me his dream. I was also in my dream, and there were 3 white baskets on my head, and in the top basket were all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh, and the birds ate them out of the basket on my head. I told him, this is your interpretation. The 3 baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will take you out of here. He's going to hang you on a tree and the birds will eat your flesh. With an interpretation like that, I didn't think it was worth asking him to put in a good word to Pharaoh for me. Then on Pharaoh's birthday, 3 days later, they were both taken out of the prison to a birthday party. And the butler was restored to his position and the baker was hanged. I waited for the butler to keep his word, but nothing happened. So I had to forgive him too. And another 2 years passed. Then suddenly some guards came from Pharaoh and took me out of the prison. And somebody took out a sharp knife and I was wondering what was going to happen, but it was only just to shave off my beard. Somewhat disgraceful for a Hebrew, I thought, but they shaved me and they washed me. They dressed me in new clothes and took me before Pharaoh himself. Turned out that Pharaoh also had had a dream. Nobody could interpret it. Pharaoh asked all his magicians and nobody could do it. The butler suddenly then remembered that I'd interpreted his dream when he was in the prison. And he told Pharaoh about me. Now Pharaoh wanted me to come and interpret his dream too. He told me, I've had this disturbing dream. And there's no one can interpret it. But I've heard it said that you can understand dreams and interpret them. I said to him, it's not a natural gifting in me, but God will give you an answer. So Pharaoh explained his dream about 7 fat cattle. And then 7 skinny ones that swallowed up fat ones. And then 7 fat ears of corn. And then 7 skinny ones that swallowed up the fat ones. Even his magicians couldn't explain the meaning to him. But my God gave me the answer. And I told Pharaoh, both the dreams are the same. And God has repeated them because it's so important. God is showing you that there will be 7 years of great prosperity followed by 7 years of poverty, famine. So therefore, appoint someone to prepare storing up the grain during the years of plenty so there'll be food for the years of famine. Pharaoh was so impressed with this that he appointed me to be the person to make this plan happen. And so that's how I became the governor of Egypt. But I'm sure my story won't end here. There's one of these days I'm really looking forward to seeing my father again, if he's still alive. And I'm sure I'll meet up with my brothers. And, you know, I can welcome them now with open arms because I've forgiven them. It's taken God 13 years to work in my life, but it's changed. And what they meant to harm me, God has meant to save us all for good.